The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. It's good to spend Thursday evening together. And thank you very much, Neil, for being here and supporting us so beautifully with all the things that you do, including listing the Google group so that people can link to it, as well as the considerations for the breakout groups. I really appreciate all that you do for this group. Thank you. This evening, I'd like to share a few brief reflections and then give us the opportunity for a longer meditation. Just starting with appreciation for how these practices of goodwill, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity gradually, steadily transform the heart and mind when they're practiced regularly, as we do in these evenings. These Brahmaviharas, these qualities of mind and heart, gradually lead in the direction of your actually embodying the qualities more and more fully. It becomes integrated, more and more integrated into how you are in the world. And one of the aspects of that process that's helpful or even essential is that we are not trying to get rid of parts of ourselves. The parts we don't like, the parts we wish were different, we're not trying to get rid of those. Instead, what we're doing is seeking to be aware of every experience that visits the mind and body. Aware of what's going on in this mind, aware of what's going on for other people, aware of both. So we can also get to know and understand each of these experiences better. You know, whether they're experiences we expect or don't expect, like or dislike, feel neutral about, we can practice a gentle curiosity about all of what comes along in meditation, in sitting meditation that we do in these evenings, but also in daily life. There can be this kind inquiry that we can do, and also honesty with ourselves. What's really here right now? And how might you befriend yourself just as you are right now? To befriend all aspects of yourself, including the things that are here right now that you wouldn't necessarily choose if you prearranged everything that happened, or the things that you might tend to judge, is akin to befriending the things you would tend to judge in other people, the criticisms you might have of others. In fact, when you find yourself judging other people, it's a very useful practice to look at how the thing you're criticizing them for might actually resemble the things you don't like about yourself. Some of the biggest conflicts I've seen in my life have occurred between people who were very alike in certain ways, the ways they didn't like. And it's been surprising to witness that in my family and among friends and colleagues. So when you find yourself judging or criticizing whatever's coming up during Brahmavihara practice in your mind, your heart, or your body, you might see if it's something you would judge or fear that others might judge you for, or do judge you for. You know, just being realistic, what comes up can be our foibles that are well known to others. But we can invite ourselves to befriend all experience equally. We can respect what the unpleasant experiences are telling us? Are they trying to protect us from something? Are we hanging on to something that's already gone? Are these experiences letting us know ways that in which the situation has changed in some way that we're likely to have to deal with, but we're resisting? There are all these things that can be learned from these experiences. At the same time, we can appreciate what the pleasant experiences, the experiences we like, are showing us, not just to, taking them at face value as like, oh, that's great, but paying close attention and also paying close attention to experiences that are so-called neutral instead of letting them pass by unnoticed. So receiving, allowing, and befriending every experience that comes along this evening will be contributing to the gradual transformation of the heart, the body, the mind towards freedom from dissatisfaction, stress, and suffering. So, with that introduction, we'll settle into a longer meditation this evening. Starting with knowing those experiences that are present here and now. Sensations in the body just as they are. Emotions, feelings as they're present. And sometimes as they are absent, appreciating the absence of something or knowing the absence of something. Which may include thinking. It may appear, it may disappear, it may linger. Allowing everything that is obvious in awareness to be known. Allowed, felt, at its own pace of unfolding. Nothing left out. And nothing pushed away. And perhaps supporting clarity of awareness with a silent recognition of each thing as it's known. Letting that quality of awareness itself nourish you. Or perhaps supporting clarity with phrases silently whispered in the mind. I'll offer a few for those for whom phrases are supportive. You can find what is helpful to silently repeat to yourself at your own pace. As always, feeling free to let the sound of my voice fade into the background if it's not needed in your practice. May I open to this moment with goodwill. May I meet any challenges with compassion and care. May I appreciate all that arises and what it has to show me. May I meet all that is here with equanimity. May curiosity and honesty greet each thing that arises or is known. Depending on which quality is arising most strongly for you in this moment, perhaps inclining the mind towards oneself or others who come to mind with wishes of goodwill, well-being, health, freedom from inner and outer harm, happiness, ease, or meeting what is arising with compassion, inclining the mind towards the wish for suffering to come to an end. Towards the care you feel for what is here. When appreciation is foremost, feeling the gratitude. Wishes for the qualities to continue and grow. Or inclining the mind towards balance. Equanimity with respect to what is coming up. Whatever quality of heart and mind is present at the moment, knowing it and perhaps sending wishes from it towards yourself or others. And if the mind drifts away from awareness and then comes back, appreciating the return of mindfulness and befriending this process as a natural process in meditation at times. And in the last couple of minutes of this practice, perhaps sending yourself some appreciation and gratitude for engaging in kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity, gradually growing your heart and mind towards embodying these virtues in the world. So as we go into breakout groups this evening, you might consider discussing what arose most strongly for you, whether there was it was goodwill or compassion or appreciation or equanimity that you found yourself working with most strongly, or if all of them were there. And was there anything that you found you were working to befriend? So that's the general idea. And as we go into the rooms as usual, you'll probably be in a room with three or four people or four other people. And it's good to for each person to share one brief thing and make multiple rounds of the circle, because it gives an opportunity to inspire one another. And to be inspired, and also then to not offer commentary or advice, but just share from your own experiences, taking turns to share. So please enjoy the time. Welcome back, everyone. I thought we might take the last minute of our practice here, dedicating the benefit of what we've done today. So may this practice and the effort that each person here put into it lead to the end of dissatisfaction, stress, and suffering for themselves and for others in their lives. May the beauty of their kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity ripple out to the world around them, and may all beings become free. So if you'd like to unmute and say good night and thank you to each other, thank you very much for your practice this evening.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye,
bye, everyone. Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
See you.